Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see, and then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else do you have to do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you.
That's right.
We need your wisdom.
That's
we
right.
need your maturity.
That's
you say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle-aged. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God?
Go ahead.
Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not at the center. You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover.
K.
Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers. Coming.
And we welcome you to another edition of the Black Power Truth Hour here, sponsored by the New Black Liberation Militia here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Brother Anthony, thanking you for joining us. You can also listen to us live at www.blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. If you want to join us in the conversation, the number is 516-453-9457. We're here every Thursday here at 6 p.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio to talk about our organization. Want to bring in our Supreme Commander. He is Prince Naji Muhammad. Black power to you, sir.
Black power, sir, and black power to the black nation that resides here in the hills of North America. We give all honor to Almighty God, the Most High, whatever name, persuasion of the 99 attributes that we call him. And give the greetings to the black nation and all formations and religious dominations here of the dominant oppressive society that we live here as a reservation here in the hills of North America. I give you all the greetings. Assalamu alaikum, Otep, Habani Ghani, Alafiani, and if my Christian family, praise the Lord and hold ammunition. Black laws for all black people. And this hour, half an hour of the Black Power Truth Hour, the topic tonight is male-female relationship and revolution of the liberation. Mm-hmm. Because we have to understand that relationships in America is not a relationship that we could call a relationship because the mechanisms, as with my spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talks about, and my revolutionary father, Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad.
I think we lost you there, Commander.
man moves closer to the goal. See, anytime a man is at a goal and moving closer to the goal, all of a sudden he gets friction from, or they could say, the second half. Okay? See, we must struggle in order to attain the ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to meet the difficulties as an essential factor in the journey from being a spark of dust in the black mud, being one with Almighty God or the Most High Himself. See, without struggle, you cannot bring out of yourself that which the Spirit that despises within you. It is something that has to be brought out. And it is a struggle on overcoming difficulty that manifests your own gift and your own supreme quality of the power within. See, when a woman sees a power, the power within that man, but when Satan, as Eve or Adam or the woman, there is no woman and there is no man, all of a sudden the serpent will creep up to the woman and cause the woman to fall off. If we fall in love with a man, woman, or a woman because a need, we have a fulfillment through creating a bond, then what should our feelings be about? The one who has provided for all of our needs? Who indeed is the creator and sustainer of the man or woman we love as well as ourselves? If we call our loved ones on the telephone at every opportunity, how often should we call the one which brought us into existence from a spark of black mud fastened into shape and blew his spirit to him? But man, the woman, became the vice germ, not the woman. Huh? See, we should think of the Most High not only once a day or even five times a day, but moment to moment. You see, we cannot find fulfillment in a secondary need if we ignore the primary need. Our primary need is for the Most High, the African black God. So he is the true creator of our existence. We have replaced him with secondary needs. We have replaced him with the things of this world. Because the God, in going to scriptures of the Quran, it said the devil made good evil. Pharisee.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make evil look good. But the evil is not good. But it becomes Pharisee to you. And the material stuff is more fair seeming to the woman than the man. You see, 25% of the divine essence in the man is 75% of the divine essence in work is through the woman. If the woman takes on 10% of the worldly stuff, you're going to have a substitute woman. As the minister teaches God, the devil gets you a substitute woman. And God will also give you a substitute man. You see, the devil will give you a substitute man and a substitute woman. But God brings a union, of unity and communication. But once you see the man doing something, or he's doing a project, and then you want to abstract him from that project, that means it's an imbalance you have against that man. You see? If a man is trying to bring a project of income, doing a house or a building, you see, or getting a contract, don't interfere with that man. Leave him alone. Because when that money or the economics are coming in, you are a vessel. And vessel is one who receives. You want to want something from him, you see. But then they get this attitude, you become like Eve. You see, Eve took on and followed and listened to the serpent devil. And that's what's going on today. They get in your woman's head, outsiders get in your woman's head and say this and that. And I'll say, you know, a change, a form comes after that. Oh, he's an agent. He talks to the FBI. You see, this is the making of the devil. You have learned from the reading of history that nations are succeeding and suspend on its obedience to Allah. You see, we have seen the right race devils in heaven, among the righteousness, causing trouble, making mischief, causing bloodshed until they were discovered. See, everything's good in the relationship until you notice something about your woman, and all of a sudden it becomes what? Discovered. Her ways change. She become a reactionary. Because the reactionary part is emotionalism. Emotionalism comes from slavery. Oh, yeah. See, a lot of folks don't know. Because a lot have not even studied. You see, marriage is a desire to unite. The marriage vow is the statement of intentions to unite. Immediately after the difficulty arises, the difficulties are generated by our desire to unite. In that, they bring the man and the woman together in a trying situation. Because while the Most High created man and woman to incline towards one another and to seek unity with one another, he also made it a difficult thing to do. The process of uniting through marriage is a replication of the process of uniting with God. If we run away from difficulty of marriage, we diminish our ability to face difficulty of seeking to become one with the Most High. See, this is a desire. But we better take the desire of the world, the desire of money, the desire of being dependent on the white man to deprive. Then the bills arise and stuff. You quick to want to give this cracker your bill money, his money for the bill. But don't reserve it, put some to the side, and give him half instead of stop paying, trying to get the whole goddamn thing to him. You see? You put everybody, put everything in your goddamn name. Put your stuff in the business name. But we don't want to learn because we're not up on it. That's why white folks, Hispanics, and any other immigrants come to here, bypasses us. Black power.
Black power. You know, I want to piggyback on something, you know, you mentioned regarding, you know, slavery. And we're all, you know, we're always reminded as black men that there's always, you know, someone, there's always been someone, whether it be white men, other black people, or have you, that have always tried to put a chasm between black men and black women. And
right.
it's it could be emotional, it could be financial, it could be spiritual or whatever. I'm always reminded of the scene in Roots, and it's something that happened on the plantation all the time. Whenever a quote-unquote slave misbehaved, they always made sure that slave, and most nine times out of ten, it was usually a black male, they would put the women up front, and they would show, and they literally would, in a sense, break him down. We all remember the scene in Roots where they're forcing, you know, Kunta Kinte to say his, you know, to say Toby. And
right.
In many ways, and see, to me, that's still, that metaphor still applies now in a lot of things in society. It's no, you know, it's no coincidence that we saw Bill Cosby put in jail, in prison, earlier this
right.
week. And now we're seeing this guy on the Supreme Court. You know, I mean, they're already going to pass this guy. Even the little scenario that they played out today with the accusers, they had already said a couple of days ago they're going to vote on him tomorrow. So today's little dog and pony show really meant nothing. But see, again, it's about that symbolism. It's about that metaphor of always trying to just keep us as black men down, whether it be, like I said, whether it be financially, spiritually, or what have you. And to me, it all plays it out, Commander.
See, what it is, what Bill Cosby is on the high tech level of the day. You see? See, they, what they did then, they broke the dominion of power of the black man, and they're using Bill Cosby as a metaphor, method, and symbol today. We don't care you have $1 billion, nigga. We don't care how many billions you got. This is our world. You in our world. And that's the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X, Benjamin Malcolm X, and Dr. Khaled Muhammad, and the live vessel today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, said today, this is the white man's world. He's a god of this world. You see? And we got to understand that Bill Cosby is a method, really shines black women. The real one in power, with this meaning of power, is this no good cracker. It's this devil, this beast. That's what we got to understand. This no good Caucasoid, this blue-eyed beast. That's what we got to understand today. But the 5% of us don't give a damn about this cracker. Only the scared ones do, you see? Only one the scared ones do. And when you have women today, we battle against you. That's the gin within. The gin within women and men. You see? That's what you're dealing with today. Because they are calling the man on the man. The man is the white man, and the man is this no good cracker. That's what they understand today. They were called the man on the black man. And the only thing this cracker understands is bleeding and killing and dying. The only thing they respect.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got to deal with black crackers today.
Yeah.
Niggas with black skin. Shit stirrers. Agents. Rocketeers. One of them cause trouble. You see? Want to take down a good man and uplift the damn going wicked black man. You see? That's what they got to say in the day.
Well, it's a woman
is a serpent, is a part of the serpent or the metaphor you see in the garden of Adam and Eve. It wasn't there on Adam to see, it was the woman to see. The serpent represents the material things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the serpent represents. That's the metaphor of the serpent of the material things of the world. And to the audience around the country, this is a Black Power Truth Hour, and this was going down. Don't touch that black dial.
Absolutely. Got another caller from 216 area code. Caller, are you there? Black Power?
Black Power.
Yeah, greetings, Conrad. This is Brother Kahar, Chairman Kahar by Cleveland.
Hey, Chairman Kahar, how you doing?
Okay.
How are you, sir?
Hey, man, I want to get in on this in terms of especially the black woman. Because that's a scientific thing. First of all, when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we say
right.
Allah the Beneficent, the Merciful. Allah is male and female. Allah
that's
is
right.
merciful. That's the mother who carried us for those 9 months. He beneficent us, and he will kill you. He will destroy
mm-hmm.
you. But he also have mercy. The other thing
right.
is that when they came to the continent, kidnapped and captured us, they didn't just brought what they said, savages. They brought our queens over here.
Right.
And our kings.
Exactly.
And they brought us over here to reduce us, so they reduced our queens to their benefit. Now, let me show the
right.
wisdom of that queen that survived. Nat Turner, mother, was kidnapped by the Arab slave traders.
Right. That's right.
Sold to the Christian slave traders, sent to America, but did not conform to their Christianity, nor did not conform to the oppression, and learn their language so that she can communicate with the other brothers and sisters that was on the plantation. And she told Nat, first she wanted to kill Nat to keep him from becoming a slave when he was a baby. But she realized, she said, you're a prophet. Now, this came from the mother, telling him that he was a prophet. And from that wisdom, he moved forward. The European used the woman to nourish his children, to clean his house, to feed him, to raise him up. He only used a white woman to bear another cracker. She was just a womb. She couldn't cook. She couldn't do nothing. She couldn't even make love. He had to slip out at night and go into slave quarters and come back smelling like musk in the day they sell musk oil. Smelling like the sister. So when we look at the black woman and the black man, if they destroy the womb, they destroy everything. And they know that the womb produces leadership. They know that the womb produced the prophet. They know that the womb produced the black Messiah. They know how important the black womb is for what they have done in terms of propaganda. They have turned our women to whores, predators. Why? They don't even know taking that head to destroy the womb. And once they destroy that womb, which is nothing but a tomb, and that child come out, if ain't nothing in the head, and that child come out that womb, look what we have it now walking the street. Our children is lost because he sit back and laugh. He take the black man away, and he goes into the womb. It's called a tomb. He goes in there and destroys it because he know there's a Messiah. Some black woman walking around the street carrying this black Messiah. And he said, I'm going to destroy every womb. And that's his job. He is a destroyer. And brothers, y'all so right that we have to understand that, and the sisters have to understand that, that there's an attack on the black man, and I like what you said. But, General, I would call the real man. You mess with me, you call yourself the man in the house, but I call the real man. And she said, watch and see the white man handcuff you, take you to jail. She look at that being a real man because you in your house. So she look at a black man as being nothing because the real man got you locked down. See, all that is psychological and scientific to mentally enslave us as a people. And the worst type of handcuffs we can have is the one you don't see. We walk around with shackles, handcuffs, and chains and thongs on our head, arms, legs, and we walk around and don't even know that we are slaves because we can't even see the chain. But we walk around here doing what the Europeans call, we are buffer zone Negroes.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, seriously. And I'm going to end this conversation by saying this. Many of the churches in America, on every corner, and now the mosques are complete, are competing against them. What happened to religious, revolutionary religious movement? These religious institutions have become the product, producer, players, gangsters, homosexuals, lesbians. It has become the bed of it. If you don't believe me, next time go to church and look at the choir. Nigga rocking more than a female.
That's right. Nigga playing.
Black man gonna sing,
"Rock me in your bosom, Jesus." Man, the dealer wants you in his bosom.
That's right.
He wants you on the battlefield.
That's what they get. Psychological on the mind and heart of our people.
because the church used to be the liberation institution of our people, and now it has become a convenient, a weekend fashion show concert. But during the plantation day, the church was the institution of rebellion and organization.
Right.
See, God was the info, was the view that we had. God is a God of liberation. God not a God of oppression.
Right. Right.
And you said that. Will you open
our
it
people
up
today?
Go ahead, buddy. You said what now?
Our people don't understand that God is not a God of oppression, but a God of liberation. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't understand this. And I was telling some brother and sister this the other day. God is also a killer.
Of course.
Okay. He destroyed Solomon and Gomorrah. He brought about the flood. I'm saying that that is when his Raheem run out, when he lost that brotherly love for these silly peoples on this planet. And then he bring
right.
a Raheem. He bringing that mail.
Right.
He said, time to take care of business. I'll do with that
exactly.
mercy.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is the OG. The original gangster is God.
Right, that's the original gangster. God Almighty.
mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's the original. God Almighty.
That's right.
And this I had the topic today. Male-female
uh-huh.
relationship, revolution to liberation. Because
right.
our minds of relationship, the mind of the man, and the mind of the woman, better than 25% of the mind of the man and 75% of the mind of the woman. Like he talked about the churches. Majority of the churches in America is pacted by the woman, controlled by
mm-hmm.
the woman. That's 35%. If the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said 75% of divine essence in a woman and 75% of the work is towards a woman, God, that means the nation cannot rise on higher than the woman. I mean,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And
Absolutely.
You know what that means, you know, Brother General? Man means mind and woman means womb of mind. The first teacher you ever get is when that sperm and that ovaries hit that egg and a child in that mother's womb, everything she thinks is clocked in that child. Everything she
right.
feels about the world, her husband, her companion clocked in that child. That
mm-hmm.
child is in there for 9 months. That's a penitentiary. Then
right.
that child come out and he on the parole board, and that's the biblical court. When they cut that
right.
biblical court, everything that been clocked into that woman had already been DNA and clocked into that child. That's
right.
why woman called womb man, womb of mind. A man is a mind, not a physical biological. I lose my arm, I'm still a man. I lose my leg, I'm still a man. I lose my mind, what I'm going to use to find my behind when I lost my mind.
Also,
my mind is very important because man means mind. Woman means womb of mind.
Right.
That's why when we get these sisters, we have to indoctrinate them to the black nationalist movement, because when we teach them, that goes into their genetic makeup, goes into our baby. The baby
right.
comes out already ready
right.
to move. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
we're teaching the sister, because she's a mind too, but she's a womb of mind. Every man and woman came for what? A woman. Ain't no baby ever came. Every man and woman came from between that woman leg. The European
right.
knows that. He knew that on the
right.
plantation. This is why
right.
it's so important that we have to deal in the manner with our sisters in terms of education, and not deal
mm-hmm.
with them in terms of our penis, and not
mm-hmm.
trying to deal with our charm. But we got to go straight to the head.
Right.
Absolutely.
And this is why you
Absolutely.
Sister, That's why you be careful. That's why my mama, from being from Ugandese Africa, knew all this. And that's why she said the same thing to Imam Dawood's wife and Imam Clyde Rahman's wife. And this is why they repeated when I got a teenager, as my mother died when I was 12 years old.
Okay.
His mind won't be of this. Everything his mind will be of what he came from me, even if I'm dead and gone. This is my mama, Fatima Shakiri, said. And this is why everybody thought I was strange when I was coming up in Raleigh and Junior High and Cleveland High. That's why I was strange to everybody, because my thinking, my mind was different. And plus, groomed up in the teaching of Islam, in the Nation of Islam, at the same time. This is why I was never took off my square. This is why. Because my mind is not up there, she said.
That's
my
right.
Mother
That's
said.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey.
Exactly.
Hey,
gentlemen,
mama knows, man. Let me tell you something.
No, go ahead. We got a few more minutes. Just got a couple more minutes. Go right ahead.
Okay, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
No, when it comes to Africa, we never discriminate. There was queens that ran nations and armies and government in Europe.
Right.
They would hit them in the head and drag them in the cave.
Right. That's right.
But we have respect.
Black queens ran nations and government. That's right.
That's right. And in Europe, that Caucasian woman, they were dragging her head, grab her hair, grab her head, rape her, sit down butt naked. And they'll sit around butt naked eating raw meat. But in Africa, our queen walk around smelling good, looking good, and ran armies, and there was no discrimination, and you didn't hear nothing about rape. Come on, talk to me.
Absolutely.
Back to me. Calling me. And also, Colin said the black man, the man, also means mind. Mind means life force. And the gods is the law force.
Yeah, it's like you said. We created black mud. And say that was Adam and Eve. It said a snake came to God. Okay, what a snake was. A snake was the mind that went astray. The wisdom. That's why the Egyptians used a snake over the head. That's why the medical system have a snake. As if it was a snake had never done nothing wrong. It is the wisdom. We can move like a snake. We go into truth and we go into lie. And the God decree, tree represents that every time you have a birthday, you want to check your roots out. We still have a tree, and our fruits are still fresh. Let's not let our fruit get rotten because of the snake in our head. Ain't no damn snake on the ground. Ain't never did nothing wrong. God ain't never created a snake to do anything wrong. And any nigga believe a snake came up a whisper and made a woman whisper to a man, that's a snake.
Exactly.
And we
exactly.
say all the time, check your root slot. What is a root? A root is a tree. And God said there are two trees, one good and one bad. The nigga didn't want to check his real root slot, so he goes to the European root. That's what it means. Check your Africa root slot, nigga.
Exactly. Your brothers, we can go on for a long while, but I'm just
all
hoping you know, we're going
to
have
to call
break
in,
it up this week. No. I just don't want us to get called like we did last week, but I definitely wanted to make sure you were able to speak, brother.
Right.
We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, look here, man. Conrad, black power, love, and respect.
Exactly. Absolutely, sir. Commander, if you got one last thing, just give us one last thing to speak on before we get out of here, and let everybody know about the website as well. Did we lose Commander? I think we might have. Okay. I think we did. Okay. Well, again, we hope you enjoyed this edition of the Black Power Truth Hour. We will be back again next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com, and we will see you again next week.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.